Radio 1.
Nun kommt sie, eine Legende, eine Ikone, ich würde sagen, eine Revolution auf zwei Beinen. Sie ist Performerin, sie ist Autorin, sie ist selbsternannte Drag-Terroristin. Sie ist Lehrende und Muse gleichermaßen. Sie steht für Kunst, für Widerstand, für Glamour. Benannt nach der schwarzen Feministin und Black Panther-Aktivistin Angela Davis, widmet sich der Gropiusbau im Moment mit einer wirklich monumentalen Ausstellung ihrer Arbeit, ihrem Werk. Heute Abend ist sie bei uns. Please welcome Miss Vaginal Davis. Yes. So nice to have you here. What an honor. Yeah, welcome on stage. Maybe we start with a tiny little introduction. Vaginal, your artistic kind of journey began in Los Angeles. Could you tell us maybe a tiny little bit of your early years and about the early influences and about maybe a particular moment that kind of let you become an artist? Was there something like that?
Well, I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California. Very few people are born and raised in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like Berlin. There's
yes.
very few Berlin-born
so
people.
Yeah.
And Berlin and Los Angeles are Schwesterstadt.
Stimmt, Partnerstädte.
Genau, so stimmt, ja.
Ja, mhm. Okay, also Vaginal ist eine original Los Angeles Eingeborene. Das ist so selten wie echte Berliner. Also das ist schon mal sehr besonders. And I was reading that it was kind of Mozart. You listened to a piece of Mozart and that kind of opened a door. Is that true?
Oh, yes. Ooh, you do your homework, don't
I
you?
Did.
Oh, yeah, House and Gaba, yeah. Ooh, because like when I was very young, like about 7 or 8, I was in a very special program for children who were, you know, sort of inclined for being high achievers and whatnot, because I just was just sucking in knowledge, always spending time as a dorky, nerdy person in the library. I lived in the library. And young people have sex with librarians.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should?
You should
yeah.
have sex with librarians. That's what John Waters says, and I believe in that. Young
yeah.
people should have sex with librarians. So I was in this program, and part of this program, being that I was a poor child, I could go to the opera at the Shrine Auditorium for free.
Wow.
In the Grand Opera.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, that was my first big love, of course, was
mm-hmm.
opera. And the first opera that I got to see was Mozart's The Zauberflute.
Zauberflute. Yeah. Oh, we dreamt about you.
I used to get that high notes, but I can't get the...
Yeah, well...
So that was my first inspiration
mm-hmm.
in making me on that yellow brick road
mm-hmm.
to becoming an artista is
yeah.
The Magic Flute and Mozart's The Magic Flute. And later, I was able to write my own libretto and do a version of the Zauberflute in New York City.
Super.
With some of my collaborators with the exhibition that's here in Berlin right now at Gropiusbau.
Mm-hmm.
Our version of The Magic Flute was The Magic Flute and an opera in 6 Steps.
Mhm. Also ganz kurz nur übersetzt, Vaginal kommt aus einer Familie, die jetzt finanziell nicht so richtig gut aufgestellt war und war deshalb, weil sie eben so begabt war, in einem begabten Förderprogramm für Kinder. Und das hat ihr ermöglicht, eben schon als Kind auch wirklich Backstage in die Oper zu kommen und dort wirklich sozusagen von hinter der Bühne die Zauberflöte zum ersten Mal zu erleben. Und das hat sie also so geflasht, dass sie Jahre später in New York ihre eigene Fassung der Zauberflöte geschrieben hat, die Zauberflöte in 6 Schritten. Und dann hat sie uns noch den Tipp gegeben, in so viel wie möglich in Bibliotheken aufhalten und so viel es geht mit Bibliothekaren schlafen. Also das ist einfach, das macht wirklich Sinn und dann kommt man auch weit im Leben. Das sehen wir hier wirklich am lebenden Objekt. Drag is a central element of your work. What fascinates you about this art form? And what possibilities does it offer you to raise your artistic, your political voice?
Well, being dressed up and getting dressed up, it's like gossip. These are states of motion and of being. And to me, the art of putting on makeup, of costume, of putting yourself in this heightened state of awareness. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That all goes together in creating forms of political awareness and objectivity. Mm-hmm. And so it's very, you know, and also with gossip. Gossip is something that to me is, it's not something that's trivial. Mm-hmm. It's something that is highly, highly important because gossip is a living, breathing archive. Mm. So being a gossip columnist, it's not something trivial. This is archiving. And the Berlin-based theorist, Nana Heidenreich, she writes about this, and she puts it much more succinctly than I do, mm-hmm. about gossip being one of the true archives.
That's really interesting. Let me translate a little tiny idea of this. Also es ist tatsächlich so, dass für Sie dieses sich Verkleiden auch ganz eng zusammenhängt mit der Kunst und der Philosophie des Klatsches, wenn man so will, also des Gossips. Und zwar ist dieses sich Verkleiden für Sie ein Vehikel, sich also auch in Gemütszustände hineinzubewegen und selbst eine ganz große, sensible, auch wirklich Dünnhäutigkeit zu entwickeln für das, was auch politisch los ist in diesen Tagen. Und es gibt eine Berliner Theoretikerin, Nana Heidenreich, die das also auch nochmal wunderschön und auch viel genauer philosophisch auseinanderklamüsert hat. Aber Vaginal sagt, also diese Kunstfertigkeit des Klatsches ist für sie immer unterschätzt gewesen und ist für sie wie so eine Art Archiv, in dem sich Stimmungen auch ablesen lassen. You have chosen to live in Berlin 20 years ago, I think. Maybe you can tell us what motivated you to change the city and maybe how did you find this new home here? What does Berlin mean for you?
Well, a lot of people have said that maybe I have a sort of a third eye for prophecy. Mm-hmm. My Augen is because I could see the direction that the United States was going, and there was something, there was this teuflishness in the United States that was just getting worse and worse and worse. And Los Angeles has always been historically one of the cheapest of the international cities. But by the late 90s, it was getting toya. Mm. And gentrification. And I was fortunate that I had this beautiful apartment in Los Angeles. And the woman who owned it, she was very anti-capitalismus. And she only rented to artists, and she was very much feministitia. And so she only wanted women artists living in the building, and you had to have the right energy for the apartment. She didn't care how much money you made, you had to have the right energy to have an apartment in the building that she owned. But her husband came down with Alzheimer's disease, and so her children did not want the responsibility of the apartment, so she sold it. And the person who bought it, we were paying way below market because it was a huge apartment, and I was only paying for this gigantic apartment, split level. I was only paying $500 a month. Plus, I got the garage, and I've never learned how to drive a car.
Yeah, what did you do with the garage? What did you do with the garage then?
I used it for storing all my sets and costumes and things because I've never learned how. Los Angeles, the city of cars, and I never learned how to drive a car. I always ride my Fahrrad, my bicicleta. I always rode my bicicleta in Los Angeles. I never owned a car. I've never wanted a car. I hate cars. And there's too many cars here in Berlin now. I've been noticing 20 years ago, there weren't so many cars in Berlin. But now, why does everyone need an American style SUV? That doesn't make sense to me.
Zeit für einen kleinen Szenenapplaus. Ein kleiner Szenenapplaus.
More bicycle riding. So I was one of the few people in Los Angeles riding a bicycle, and the cars don't see you, and I've gotten killed so many times. It's amazing I'm still alive sitting here before you.
Miss Davis, yeah, you just mentioned the times where political forces kind of openly fight against many of the values you have stood for centuries, for decades, I'd say.
How yes, I've been around for centuries. Yes.
Decades.
I'm 64 now, so I... Oh. But everyone calls me Tanta Vaj. Because I'm everybody's tanta. So knock on for Micah that I'm still here, that I'm still here. But I have type 1 diabetes, so who knows how long I'll still be here. So I'm fortunate for every moment that I have.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you have type 1 diabetes, nothing is guaranteed when you have type 1 diabetes. So you don't take anything for granted.
Ja, also ich muss das ganz kurz übersetzen. Vaginal Davis hat uns gerade erzählt, dass sie tatsächlich inzwischen Diabetes hat und ja, inzwischen auch wirklich dankbar ist für jeden Tag und die Gesundheit, die sie hat. Und sie ist wirklich inzwischen der Auffassung, es ist eben nicht alles automatisch immer gut. Wir sprechen gleich weiter nach einem Song, Valerie June, Joy Joy. Wir freuen uns sehr, dass du noch ein bisschen bei uns bist. So, meine Damen, meine Herren, Sie sind live zu Gast hier, wenigstens mit den Ohren. Ein paar Glückliche sitzen auch tatsächlich auf den Rängen und noch nach einem sehr fidelen Eindruck. Wir senden live aus dem Studio 1 im Bikini Berlin und wir haben nach wie vor da Vaginal Davis. Nochmal herzlich willkommen. Let's talk about this great exhibition at the Martin Gropius Bau, your retrospective. It is kind of an overview of your work. There was already a show, I think, of your work here in 2019. What is the difference now?
Well, in 2019, I was invited to be a part of another artist's exhibition, Theaster Gates, the Black Image Corporation. And so they wanted to show some of my little portraitures. So they did like, they set up a cute little space and they changed the portraits almost every day during the course of the exhibition at Gropius Bau. And then they had me do a sort of a performative reading of a magazine from the 1950s, a sort of African-American magazine called Jet Magazine. And I was reading from my mother's actual copy from 1956. It was my mother's, I was reading, and it was sort of very, I took the magazine kind of apart and I made copies of everything. And then I sort of was like acting out little things from the magazine, and the audience just followed me from room to room in the gallery space. And I didn't expect such a big crowd for that, but so many people came out for it, and it was during the middle of the summer, and summer is so difficult for someone like me. Hot weather and oh my God, I thought I was going to pass out and faint.
Ja, wir müssen auch sagen, wir haben inzwischen hier schon einen kleinen Ventilator aufgebaut. Vaginal hat hier schon einen Fächer gereicht bekommen. Also Sommer ist wirklich nicht ihre Jahreszeit. Und sie hat gerade erzählt, also diese Ausstellung jetzt ist wirklich ein großer Unterschied zu dem, was wir schon haben sehen können im Jahr 2019. Da gab es nämlich schon ein paar von ihren Werken zu sehen. Und zwar am Rande einer Ausstellung, die Theodore Gast damals gewidmet war im Gropiusbau, und da war sie im Grunde nur Beiträgerin. Da wurden einerseits Porträts gezeigt und es gab auch eine Performance mit ihr. Und sie hat zum Beispiel gelesen aus einem Magazin, das Jet heißt und das aus den 50er Jahren kommt. Und da gab es ein paar Ausgaben ihrer Mutter, aus denen sie dann vorgelesen hat, und die Leute sind sozusagen ihr hinterhergelaufen durch diese Ausstellung und sie war völlig verblüfft, dass es da so ein großes Interesse gibt für diese Art der Performance. And now we see 50 years of your creative work. Is the exhibition divided into creative periods or decades, or are there kind of works arranged more according to places and stations in your life?
Well, it's not 50 years. It's actually from 1985 until the present. So it's like, it's more like 40 years before you or anyone in this audience was even born. you know, and it's sort of like a little overview, because you're all so young. You're like embryos. You're so young. Oh my goodness, like stem cells. You're even younger than embryos. You're stem cells. Look at it. So these young bright faces. It's so Berlin, so Berlin. I love it. I love it. I love it. But this exhibit, it's different from when I in 2019, because that was another artist and I was being invited along to that show, yeah, piggybacking off of that other artist's show. But this one, it's 7 installations in 10 gallery spaces. And it's made up with collaborations with Jonathan Berger, who's someone I've worked with since he was a student at Cal Arts when he was 19 years old. And we've been working ever since. It's all about collaborations and people that I've worked with for a long period of time, with Jonathan and other students. And then also with our fearless leader of the Cheap Collective, Susanna Zaxa. She's the leader of the Cheap Collective, and she's our boss, and we do what she says, always.
Okay, yeah, well, you can tell. Like, that's real respect, I can tell.
Ja.
Ja, also vielleicht noch mal ganz kurz. Also es werden tatsächlich 40 Jahre ihres Werkes vorgestellt, und zwar aus den Jahren 85 bis eben heute. Und es geht vor allen Dingen um 7 Installationen. Und es geht ganz viel um Zusammenarbeiten, um Kollaborationen, zum Beispiel mit Jonathan Berger. Den hat Virginia kennengelernt, als er 19 war. Und seitdem arbeiten sie zusammen. Und es gibt viele gemeinsame Arbeiten mit dem Cheap Collective. Und also auch das ist wirklich ein fruchtbarer Dialog und eine Gemeinschaftsarbeit. Let me ask you about the strange title, Fabulous Product, also fabelhaftes Produkt. Why is that the title of the exhibit?
Well, the exhibit started, this is a traveling exhibition. Oh. So it started off in Stockholm at Moderna Museet. They're the modern art museum in Sweden. And there, the 7 installations were divided into 4 different institutions. Oh, yeah. There was Moderna, there was the National Museum, which is usually national museums are very stuffy and conservative, but the people there were just so open, and I was shocked, actually, you know, but they were so sweet. And then also Index, the Art Foundation of Sweden, and Accelerator, the Universitet of Stockholm, mm-hmm, and that's where the Cheap Choose Mutation exhibition, which also features another person who I've collaborated with and worked with, the beautiful and so gifted, talented art photographer Annetta Frick. And Annetta is someone who's always documented queer and punk scenes, mm-hmm, here in Berlin since the late 70s, early 80s. And with Cheap, she's worked a lot, her and her partner who just passed. And we're very sad at the death of Wilhelm Heim, the late great experimental filmmaker Wilhelm Heim. He just passed at 85 years age.
Yeah, okay. Also, aber let me re-ask the question about the title, Fabulous Product. Mm. I didn't get it.
I wake up so early in the morning. At 5 a.m., I wake up every day. I'm in my atelier working at 6:30. So by the time it's like 3 o'clock, I'm dead to the world. And I'm excrement for brains. I'm just shit for brains. So it's hard for me to have a follow through because I'm ready to go to bed almost. You know, I'm 64, you know. I go to bed early at 9:30, 9:15. I'm in bed, you know. But the title in Stockholm was Magnificent Product. And I guess that Fabelhof was a sort of facsimile of getting close to, well, there is a German word for magnificent, but it didn't have the same flow. It's all about words, because the way I use language is a very precise and very specific. So I think fabulous product, or Fabelhaftes Produkt, that was the closest to the feeling that I wanted to convey, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, to magnificent.
Ja, es gibt, glaube ich, im Deutschen ist es, das eine ist eher wunderbar und das andere fabelhaft. Und fabelhaft, there's this double meaning. It's like in a fairy tale, kind of.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm all about double meaning, mm-hmm, meanings for things.
But what is it, why product? What do they mean by product?
Well, that's like a sort of like tongue-in-cheek, mm-hmm, reference to capitalismus. Because everything now people talk about brand this and brand. I'm so sick of hearing the word brand. So it's like my little dig at capitalismus and how it just sort of like creeps all over everyone in this sort of like narcoleptic way. It's just sort of like, you know, and it's so irritating. So that's where the product comes in. Some people get it and some people don't. And you know what? It doesn't matter. You can interpret it any way you like.
Okay, I see. Also, Vaginal Divers, dieser Name der Ausstellung, fabelhaftes Produkt, das ist sozusagen ihre subtile Rache am Kapitalismus. Dass sie also einfach ihre Kunst als Produkt bezeichnet, so wie der Kapitalismus sonst immer nur von Produkten spricht. Yeah, that's very convincing. When you look at this exhibition, it's like a typical journalist question, a silly question, but is there kind of an installation, a work that is particularly close to your heart? Can you tell us maybe one example for one of these installations that you kind of really, really love, and maybe tell us a bit more about it?
Well, it's not a silly question at all. That's a really great question. Thank you. The site-specific installation that's called Naked on My Osgoat, which refers to my very first exhibition that I did as a child at my local library branch. And because I had a great love for the series of books by L. Frank Baum, the Oz series, which was like the Harry Potter series of its day. From 1900, the turn of the last century, until 1990, this was this very important children's book series that was just like the Harry Potter books. And so this installation is a riff on this particular author, L. Frank Baum. He's a German name, L. Frank Baum. And this collaboration was me and Jonathan Berger, who I've worked with since he was 19 at Cal Arts. And he was one of my students when I taught at Cal Arts. And it's site-specific to this particular big space in Gropius Bow. So when you first walk in through my eyes, there's like a little portrait gallery, a small little portrait gallery, and then you walk into this giant room, and in the giant room, they allowed me to paint on the walls. I don't paint with regular paint. I use makeup, uh-huh, nail polish, eyeshadows, eyeliner, just unusual kinds of things for doing artwork. Mm-hmm. And I've always done that, and I'm painting directly onto the walls. I was there in the forklift going way up to the very top, because those walls are huge there in this big, big space at the Gropius Bau. And so this installation, Naked on My Osgoat, and there's these sculptures that come to life and are talking, and some of my friends from the punk rock worlds, like Kathleen Hanna of Bikini Kill and La Tigra, she does the voices of one of the sculptures, and some other people who I've collaborated over the years. I always bring all my friends and collaborators and former students. They all come to play with everything that I do over the many decades, centuries that I've been living. And so that has a real resonance for me, because I was able to paint directly onto the walls, because it wasn't allowed at the National Museum in Stockholm. They made fake walls, because it's a historical building, so they made fake walls over it, and then I painted directly on in Stockholm. But here, Gropius Bau was able to actually paint on the walls. And then, of course, The Cheap Collective, we've been together now for 25 years as an art collective, so that's very important to me. And the fact that our fearless leader, Susanna Zaxa, Mark Siegel, Daniel Hendrickson, the members of Cheap, Annetta Frick, who's been a longtime collaborator, that has a very special meaning for me, in having that part of my Exhibition.
Ja, also vielleicht nur ganz, ganz wesentliche Punkte. Das ist also wirklich eine Wanderausstellung, die wir hier sehen. Die war schon mal in Schweden. Und in Schweden war es auch wunderbar. Und Vaginal war total beeindruckt, dass zum Beispiel auch in dem offiziellen staatlichen Museum so offene und so liberale Kräfte arbeiten und dass da so viel möglich ist. Aber hier im Gropiusbau, da konnte sie zum ersten Mal auch wirklich selbst Wände anstreichen. Und zwar hat sie das gemacht mit Farbe Farbe, die man sonst nur für Make-up benutzt. Also zum Beispiel Nagellack oder Eyeliner. Und da ist sie also wirklich auf der Leiter Meter hochgeklettert und hat diese Räume selbst gestaltet. Und ihre liebste Installation, hat sie mir gerade gesagt, ist Naked at My Osgoat. Das ist eine Referenz auf einen ihrer Lieblingsautoren, L. Frank Baum, der Anfang des 20. Jahrhunderts gelebt hat. Und sie selbst hat aber eben gerade auch nochmal beschrieben, dass diese ganze Ausstellung eigentlich das Produkt ist und nochmal wirklich nicht ihr eigener Verdienst, sondern eine Zusammenarbeit ist mit ganz vielen tollen Leuten, denen sie viel verdankt, dem Cheap Collective, der auch Punk-Chronistin Alf Frick, die hier in Berlin eine ganz große Rolle spielt. Also es ist wirklich eine große, auch eine Show, die Freundschaft zeigt und zeigt, was Kollaboration möglich macht. Thank you very, very much, Vaginal, for joining us tonight. We are very curious on seeing your exhibition at Gropiusbau. Thank you so much.
Oh, haben Sie vielen Dank. Haben Sie vielen Dank to everyone. Thank you. Thank you so much. Danke sehr. Danke sehr. Schönes Wochenende. Schönes Wochenende.
Woo! Und die Ausstellung. Die Ausstellung nochmal. Fabelhaftes Produkt, Vaginal Davis, können Sie noch bis 14. September im Gropiusbau sehen.